Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Sparky Adams. Batting second, the right fielder, Cliff Hethcott. Batting third, the third baseman, Howard Fragaw. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Art John. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Denver Grigsby. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Pinky Pittenger. Batting eighth, the catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Guy Bush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Guy Bush. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Carson Bigby. Batting second, the second baseman, Fresco Thompson. Batting third, the center fielder, Kiki Kyler. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Clyde Barnhart. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Pye Trainer. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Glenn Wright. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting eighth, the catcher, Earl Smith. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ray Kremer. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Ray Kremer. And now, play ball. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bigby, who is chasing the ball. Adams reaches third base with a triple. Cliff Hethcott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hethcott hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is bouncing around. Bigby is chasing the ball. Hethcott rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park two-run home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Howard Fragaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaw hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Barnhart, who is chasing the ball. Fragaw reaches third base with a triple. Art John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fragaw scores. It's 3-0, Cubs. Lee Meadows now pitching. Denver Grigsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grigsby bunts in front of the plate. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. John moves to second. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bigby. Grimm reaches second base with a double. John scores. It's 4-0, Cubs. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger bunts towards first. McInnes scoops it up and throws to first, with Meadows covering, for the out. Grimm moves to third. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hartnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Carson Bigby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigby is called out on strikes. One out. Fresco Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler strikes out. Two outs. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Thompson. The throw from Hartnett and he is out, Adams applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Barnhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart takes first base on ball 4. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bush fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a fly ball into left field. John settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Howard Fraygaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fraygaugh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Fraygaugh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Art John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. John bunts towards the mound. Meadows fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Denver Grigsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grigsby is 0-for-0 in the game. Grigsby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Meadows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meadows takes first base on ball 4. Carson Bigby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigby is 0-for-1 in the game. Bigby hits a line drive into right field. Heathcote picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Heathcote. Grimm throws it away. That's an error on Grimm. Meadows goes all the way around to score. Bigby moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-1 Cubs. Fresco Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fraygaugh fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Fraygaugh. Bigby scores. Thompson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Cubs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-1 in the game. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thompson moves to third. Two outs. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Barnhart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fraygaugh fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Grimm hits a line drive towards left. Barnhart chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Barnhart. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger is 0-for-0 in the game. Pittenger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grimm moves to second. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hartnett hits a fly ball into left field. Barnhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards short. Right fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Grimm moves to third. Pittenger moves to second. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Adams hits a pop-up towards short. Wright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Meadows fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0-for-1 in the game. Trainer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-for-1 in the game. McInnes hits a fly ball into left field. John settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Trainer trying to get to third. Heathcote throws the ball into Fraga, who tags Trainer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Howard Fraga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fraga is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Fraga hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright can't make a play. That's a base hit. Art John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. John hits a line drive into right field. Big B settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denver Grigsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grigsby is 0-for-1 in the game. Grigsby hits a ball on the ground for a single. There's an error on the play. Fraga goes all the way around to score. Grigsby moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Meadows fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pittenger hits a fly ball into right field. Big B settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Lee Meadows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meadows is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Meadows hits a line drive into left field. John settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carson Big B is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Big B is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Big B hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fresco Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. John settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hartnett strikes out. One out. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Meadows fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 2 in the game. Kyler takes first base on ball 4. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Barnhart hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trainer hits a fly ball into center field. Grigsby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 2 in the game. Wright hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Grigsby is chasing the ball. Wright rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Cubs. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0 for 2 in the game. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pittenger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Cliff Heathcott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Heathcott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Howard Fraga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fraga is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Fraga hits a line drive into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. John hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Pittenger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Meadows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meadows is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Meadows takes first base on ball 4. Carson Big B is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Big B is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Big B hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Meadows moves to second. Fresco Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Meadows moves to third. Big B moves to second. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm fields the ball and throws to Bush covering. Safe. Meadows scores. Big B moves to third. Thompson moves to second. It's Cubs, 5, Pirates, 5. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Barnhart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams fields it and throws to home to get Big B. Thompson moves to third. Kyler moves to second. Two outs. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Pittenger fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Denver Grigsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grigsby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grigsby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Grigsby moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pittenger bunts towards short. Right fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Grigsby moves to third. Grimm moves to second. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Hartnett hits a line drive into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Grigsby tags and scores. Grimm tags and moves to third. Pittenger tags and moves to second. One out. It's 6-5, Cubs. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bush strikes out. Two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Adams hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Thompson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Wright hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Grigsby. Wright reaches second base with a double. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-for-3 in the game. McInnes hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Wright moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. John settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wright tags and scores. McInnes tags and moves to second. That run is unearned. One out. It's Cubs, 6, Pirates, 6. Mike Gonzalez now catching. Lee Meadows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meadows is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Meadows hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McInnes scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-6, Pirates. Carson Bigby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigby is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Bigby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pittenger fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Fresco Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pittenger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Heathcote hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bigby. Heathcote reaches second base with a double. Howard Fragaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaugh is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Fragaugh hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Heathcote moves to third. One out. Art John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. John hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Heathcote scores. Two outs. It's Cubs, 7, Pirates, 7. Denver Grigsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grigsby is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Grigsby hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grigsby for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 7. The Pirates will come to bat. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kyler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Barnhart bunts towards third. Fragaugh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Trainer hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kyler. The throw from Gonzalez and he is safe. Kyler steals second. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wright is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wright is walked intentionally. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-for-4 in the game. McInnes hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Grimm hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Pittenger bunts towards first. McInnes scoops it up and throws to first, with Thompson covering, for the out. Grimm moves to second. One out. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bigby. Gonzalez reaches second base with a double. Grimm scores. It's 8-7, Cubs. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Bush takes first base on ball four. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-5 in the game, with a triple. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson fields it and throws to second for the out. Gonzalez moves to third. Two outs. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 2-for-5 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright misplays the ball. That's an error on Wright. Gonzalez scores. Adams moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-7, Cubs. Howard Fragaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaugh is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Fragaugh hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes scoops it up and throws to first, with Meadows covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Pirates 7. The Pirates will come to bat. George Grantham pinch hits for Earl Smith. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Carey pinch hits for Lee Meadows. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a pop-up towards short. Pittenger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carson Bigby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigby is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Bigby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fresco Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Grigsby who is chasing the ball. Thompson reaches third base with a triple. Bigby goes all the way around to score. It's 9-8 Cubs. Tony Kaufman now pitching. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kyler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 9, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 8. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.